Hello and welcome to The Word, your daily dose of Dominican preaching. Today, our preaching is from Father Jerry Stuckey, who is going to be pastor in Minneapolis in the United States after recently coming back from mission work in Cuba. Father Jerry's preaching is entitled Bittersweet Life in Christ.
A reading from the Gospel of John. Now I am going to the one who sent me. Not one of you ask, where are you going? Yet you are sad at heart, because I have told you this. Still, I am telling you the truth. It is for your own good that I am going. Because unless I go, the Paraclete will not come to you. But if I go, I will send him to you. And when he comes, he will show the world how wrong it was about sin and about who was in the right and about judgment. About sin in that they refused to believe in me. About who was in the right in that I am going to the Father and you will see me no more. The Gospel of the Lord. A couple of years ago at our family reunion, which is quite a large event, one of my little nephews, about 4 years old, got up and sang for everyone from the musical Frozen the song, Let It Go. Let it go, let it go. That's how he sang. I had never heard of it, so I asked him afterwards, well, what is this musical about? What is Let It Go all about? He said, well, it's about a queen who needs to change, and she has to let go, and then she's free. So that's the way he described this music, which I have still never seen. But it reminds me of today's gospel, where Jesus is giving his farewell to the disciples, and they have to be courageous in the face of his leaving, facing change, and letting go of Jesus, who promises to send the Paraclete, the Holy Spirit, even though they are sad. For all of us, it's often difficult to let go of a variety of things, let go of things in our lives, and to change, and especially at a time of departure of a good friend like Jesus leaving, and especially when we ourselves face death. Every day, you might say, we encounter somewhat bittersweet moments. They're necessary, but sometimes painful. They can even be filled with joy in the midst of suffering. For example, this time of year in America, we are having many graduations at our schools, universities, and high schools, where students have to leave classmates behind and friends, sometimes never to be seen again if they're from other countries and other states. We also have many weddings, as many people do in the Northern Hemisphere in the spring. So the young couples, young lovers leaving their family nest to start a new life together. I'm even thinking of we Dominicans have many changes and new assignments in our province this year, including me. I'm in a new city and a new ministry, which required me of letting go and moving on. So all of this change and letting go, it's both lovely and sad at times. Life is a bit bittersweet, with joys that are at the same time painful, endings that are also new beginnings, full of hope and joy. All of us disciples of Jesus face such bittersweet life with courage in the face of difficulties, hope, you know, for the future, knowing still the tragedies of the past and some of the struggles of today right now, but with joy of the resurrection, as Jesus promises us, we accepting our cross and even imminent death, find hope with the Holy Spirit who is sent by him, the advocate to defend and accompany us as we change and as we need to let go in order to live in the freedom of Christ, even if sometimes it's somewhat of a bittersweet joy in Christ. ¶¶